a little early for Christmas, but this is the last time I get to see you and talk to you before Christmas, so you're getting a Christmas sermon today.
我们离圣诞节还有一段时间，但因为Pastor Torres 下一次联合讲道是会在圣诞节之后，所以今天的我们的信息是和圣诞节有关的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Father, as we turn our attention to your holy word, we pray that you will put into our hearts understanding, a desire to know you, a desire to understand what you have prepared for us, that we may be good and true servants to you. In Jesus' name we ask these. Amen.
亲爱的天父，当我们聆听您的话语的时候，求您给我们一颗理解的心，可以让我们知道如何的遵从您的教导，让我们有一颗心来服侍您。这一切的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
The Christmas story, as we commonly call it, begins with the account of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ.
那我们所熟知的关于圣诞节的故事是以圣母这个处女玛利亚她生了耶稣基督来开始的。
About 2,000 years ago, a young Jewish woman named Mary, who was engaged to marry a man named Joseph, becomes pregnant while she is still a virgin.
大概2,000年前有一个犹太女孩她叫玛利亚，她被许配给了一个男孩叫约瑟的男孩，但是在她还没有成婚之前呢，她就怀孕了。
She conceives a son without any participation by Joseph or by any other man.
她的怀孕和约瑟或者其他任何的男人都没有关系。
It is a miraculous work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的所为。
For the son in her is the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, who will save his people from their sins.
因为她所怀的儿子是将要来的救世主耶稣基督，他会把大家从罪中拯救出来。
Now many people find this story unbelievable.
那很多人觉得这个说法太难以置信了。
How can a virgin become pregnant?
一个处女怎么可能怀孕呢？
It's ridiculous, they say.
这个太离奇了。
We know that it takes a man and a woman to make a baby.
那我们知道要有一个小孩子的话，要有男人和女人在一起。
So how can we believe in a virgin birth in this day and age?
那在我们今天的科学时代，怎么还可能相信处女怀孕呢？
Perhaps people 2,000 years ago could believe such a thing, but not us.
那也许2,000年前的人会相信这样的事情，但我们今天不太可能。
Not now.
不是现在。
Reasonable people in a scientific age simply must not believe in the virgin birth, they say.
那有的人说，在现在的科学时代，讲道理的人都不会相信处女可以生子。
There are even some people in churches today that find this to be an embarrassing story.
甚至教会中的一些弟兄姐妹也认为这个记载太令人窘迫了。
They try to explain it away.
他们想为这找一个解释。
It's just a story, they say.
有些人说这只是一个故事。
It's just a symbol, a parable, a metaphor.
它只是一个象征或者比喻，是一个预言。
It may have deep symbolic meaning, but it didn't really happen.
也许这个记载有很深的象征性的含义，但是并不是真实发生的事件。
It's not real history, and you don't have to take it literally.
这不是真真确确的历史，我们不需要相信它。
You do not have to believe in the story of the virgin birth.
有些人说我们不需要相信处女生子的这样的事情。
So we are told.
这是一些人的想法。
Now, why does this story of the virgin birth arouse so much hostility?
那为什么大家觉得处女怀孕的这件事情是需要攻击这样的一个说法呢？
Why do so many people want to insist that you can't believe it?
为什么很多人认为这是不能让人相信的事件？
Now, obviously, a virgin birth cannot happen naturally.
显而易见的处女怀孕是不可能自然而然发生的。
But the Holy Spirit tells us that this virgin birth was due to a special act by the Holy Spirit. In other words, it was a miracle.
但是圣经中确实记载，圣灵告诉我们，这个玛利亚的怀孕是圣灵所为，也就是说这是一个神迹。
So why is it so unbelievable?
那为什么这么不 令人难以置信呢？
After all, it's not a very big miracle, is it?
那我们也不觉得这是圣经中最大的神迹，是不是呢？
A virgin birth?
处女怀孕生子。
After all, the Bible tells us that God created the world and all that is in it.
我们看看圣经讲到神创造了我们整个的世界和其中的万物。
And he did so by simply speaking the word.
他只是动一动嘴皮子，用他的言语就创造了我们的世界和万物。
He said, "Let it be," and the entire cosmos came into being.
他说让它成吧，这个整个宇宙就存在了。
You can read about that in Genesis 1.
那当我们读创世纪第一章的时候，我们看到神如何创造了天地万物。
Now compared to that, compared to creating an entire cosmos simply by speaking the word, bringing about a virgin birth is not a very big miracle, is it?
那与神只用他的言语创造了我们整个宇宙万物来比较的话，是不是处女生子也不是一个很大的神迹呢？
The Bible tells us that the all-powerful, all-knowing God became flesh and dwelt among us as that tiny babyin the manger in Bethlehem.
那圣经告诉我们，一个全知全能的神，他道成了肉身，住在我们中间，他也就是降生在伯利恒马槽中的小小的婴孩。
And compared to that, a virgin birth is not a very big miracle, is it?
与这相比，是不是处女生子也不是一个很大的神迹呢？
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was crucified, dead and buried.
那圣经也告诉我们，我们的救世主耶稣基督，他被钉十字架，受死，被埋葬。
But he didn't stay dead. He conquered death and rose bodily from the grave.
但他没有就停留在死亡的状态，他肉身又复活了，从坟墓中出来了。
And compared to that, bringing about a virgin birth doesn't seem so difficult, does it?
与这相比，是不是处女生子不是这么大的一个神迹呢？
The Bible tells us that Jesus will return in glory one day.
那圣经还告诉我们，耶稣基督有一天会带着荣耀归来。
He will judge the wicked.
他会审判邪恶。
He will establish his reign forever.
他会永远的作王。
He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
他会擦干我们所有的眼泪，再没有死亡、忧伤、哭泣和痛苦，因为以前的事都已成过去。
Which is what God intended for us from the very beginning.
这是神创世的时候对我们生命的计划。
And compared to that, a virgin birth is really not a very big miracle.
那与这相比，是不是处女生子并不是一个很大的奇迹呢？
So by biblical standards, the virgin birth is not a very big miracle.
所以从我们圣经的标准来看，好像处女生子并不是一个很大的神迹。
So why do so many people attack it?
那为什么这么多人来攻击它？
Why do so many people insist we must discard it?
为什么这么多人说我们要把这个记载去除掉？
Why do so many people insist that we cannot believe the virgin birth, which after all is not a very big miracle?
为什么这么多人说我们不可以相信这个小小的神迹，就是处女生子的神迹。
Why?
为什么？
Precisely because it is not a very big miracle.
这正是因为处女生子是一个不足挂齿的小小的神迹。
It is precisely because the virgin birth is not a very big miracle.
与圣经中其他的神迹相比，这并不是一个非常大的神迹。
You see, this is an a fortiori thing.
它是一件不足挂齿的小事。
You see, if this small miracle cannot be believed, then of course neither can any of the bigger ones.
如果我们不能相信这个小小的神迹，那其他的更大的神迹更不能使人相信了。
It would make all miracles impossible.
所以我们就不能相信圣经中的任何神迹。
So the attack on the virgin birth is not just an attack on this small miracle, it is an attack on the idea of miracles in general.
所以攻击处女生子并不是只攻击这一个神迹，而是攻击圣经中所有的神迹。
It is an attack on the idea that yes, there is a God, and this God does intervene in the world in a spectacular way.
那这样 有这样想法的人，他并不相信有一个神，这个神也和我们的世界有关系。
For if the virgin birth is impossible, so are all other miracles.
如果处女生子是不可能的，那所有其他圣经中的神迹也都是不可能的。
You see, there are two ways we can view the Bible.
那我们可以从两个角度来理解我们的圣经。
One way says that miracles are impossible.
有一些人说神迹是不可能的。
So that any time you read about a miracle, it must be explained away as just a story or a symbol.
那任何时候，当你在圣经中读到一个神迹的时候，那只可能是一个故事或者是一个象征性的意义。
The natural world is all there is, and there is no supernatural God interfering with it.
我们所能看到的自然世界，也就是所有的存在，没有一个超越自然的神。
This approach says that Jesus was a good teacher, a great man, but he wasn't God. He was not born of a virgin. He did not rise from the dead, and he is not coming back.
那有这个想法的人就是说，耶稣基督是一个很好的老师，他是一个很伟大的人，但他并不是神，他也没有死，没有复活，他也不会再来。
The Bible is a good moral guide, if even that, and nothing more.
那圣经最多也就是一本道德上的指导，并没有什么其他更多的意义。
But there's a fundamental problem with this approach.
这种看法有一个非常大的问题。
What did Jesus use to prove his claims? Miracles.
耶稣基督是如何证明他的宣称呢？他是用神迹来证明他的宣称的。
When he cleansed the temple in John 2, the Jewish leaders asked him by what authority he did this.
那当耶稣基督在约翰福音第二章中洁净神殿的时候，犹太人质问他，你给我们显什么神迹来证明你有权这样做？
And he told them obliquely that if they kill him, he will rise from the dead within 3 days. A miracle.
耶稣基督说，如果你杀了我，三日之后我会复活，这是一个神迹。
When John the Baptist sent disciples to him asking if he was truly the Messiah, he said, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see.The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up. Miracles.
那当施洗约翰派他的门徒去问耶稣基督他是不是那个真真正正要来的先知的时候，耶稣基督回答说，你们回去把所见所闻告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子走路，麻风病人得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人得到福音。这都是神迹。
Elsewhere to the Jews, he said, "The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me."
那耶稣基督对犹太人讲，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
And again, though you do not believe me, believe the works.
他又告诉他们，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事。
Miracles.
神迹。
My miracles prove who I am, said Jesus.
耶稣基督说，我的神迹证明我是谁。
So if miracles are impossible, then Jesus is not who he claimed to be.
如果神迹是不可能的，耶稣基督也就不是他所宣称的。
And if he is not who he claimed to be, he cannot give us eternal life.
如果他不是他所宣称的，他没有办法给我们永生。
He cannot save us.
他没有办法救我们。
If miracles are impossible, Jesus did not rise from the dead.
如果神迹是不可能，耶稣基督没有从死里复活。
And if Jesus did not rise from the dead, says Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, our preaching is vain and your faith is also vain.
那像保罗在哥林多前书十五章中所写到的，如果基督没有复活，你们的信仰就是虚空，你们依旧沉沦在罪中。
If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. We are of all men the most pitiable.
你们的信仰就是虚空，你们依旧沉沦在罪中，我们就是世上最可怜的人。
If miracles are impossible, why follow the Bible at all then?
如果神迹是不可能的，为什么我要听从圣经中的教诲呢？
Why follow Christianity at all?
为什么要做基督徒呢？
We may as well just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
我们还不如就吃喝玩乐，因为明天我们都会死。
The other way to view the Bible is to say that miracles do happen.
那另一种对圣经的理解是承认 这些神迹确确实实发生了。
An all-powerful God certainly can and does intervene in our world and in our lives.
那一个全能的神当然可以掌管世界，也掌管我们的生命。
He did become flesh and dwell among us to save us.
他确实道成肉身住在我们中间来救赎我们。
He was born of the Virgin Mary.
他是从处女而生的。
Did suffer under Pontius Pilate.
确实在比拉多手下受难。
Was crucified, dead, and buried.
他被钉十字架受死，然后被埋葬。
And did rise again and ascend into heaven.
他确实从死中复活，又升到了天堂。
And he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
他会再来，审判众人。
This approach says that Jesus is who he claimed to be.
这种理解，也就是说，耶稣基督是他所宣称的。
The incarnate God, the Son, who can and will give us eternal life.
他是神子道成肉身，他可以道成肉身，他可以给我们永生。
If we come to Him in faith and in nothing else.
但我们要确确实实的，相信他。
So which is it?
那哪一种理解是正确的呢？
Are miracles possible or not?
神迹到底是可不可能的呢？
That's what it comes down to. There's a very interesting feature in the account of Jesus healing a blind man at Bethsaida.
那今天早晨在我们读的经文中有一段很有趣的，耶稣基督在伯赛大如何治好了一个盲人。
It is recorded for us in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26.
这是在马可福音中八章二十二到二十六节中记载的。
A blind man begs Jesus to heal him.
一个盲人求耶稣基督来医治他。
So Jesus heals him.
那耶稣基督医治了他。
But there's something puzzling in the account.
但是有一点令人困惑的地方。
Jesus did it in two steps.
好像耶稣基督医治了他两次。
At first, the blind man is given his sight, but he can't see clearly.
那开始这个盲人可以看到了，但他看不清。
He says, I see men like trees walking.
他说，我看到众人像树一样在走路。
And so Jesus touches him again, and then he was restored and saw everyone clearly.
那耶稣又摸了他的眼睛，现在他可以看到一切都是清清楚楚的。
What's going on here?
这是怎么回事呢？
Did Jesus not quite do it right the first time?
他第一次难道没有治好吗？
Did he blow it?
他难道失败了吗？
Oops.
Oops.
Well, for almost 2,000 years,
那在过去的两千年中，
no one could really understand this story.
没有人能够确确实实理解这个记载。
Why did Jesus heal the man in two steps and not instantly?
为什么耶稣基督没有马上就把这个盲人治好？为什么他治了两次？
It was not until the second half of the 20th century, more than 900 years after this happened, that an amazing fact came to light.
那直到我们大概1900年以后，到二十世纪的下半叶，我们才意识到有一个非常令人吃惊的事实。
You see, it was always assumed that if a man is blind, his eyes don't work properly. If you fix the eyes, everything will be fine.
那人们一直认为，如果一个人看不见，就是他的眼睛有问题。当你把他眼睛治愈的时候，这个人就应该可以看得到了。
That was a reasonable assumption.
那这是可以很容易理解的。
And we wouldn't know better until we could heal blind people ourselves.
那直到我们可以确确实实治愈一个盲人的时候，我们才认识到我们需要做什么样的治疗。
And eventually, medical science developed new techniques that allowed us to heal certain cases of blindness.
因为我们医疗科学的发达，我们现在可以治愈一些盲人。
And when we did that, we found an amazing phenomenon.
当盲人被治愈的时候，我们才了解他们的世界。
Something the best medical minds had never anticipated.
即使最尖端的医生也从来没有想到这一点。
They found that when they healed a man who had been blind for 5 years or more, or had been born blind,
那医生发现，如果这个人已经 五年以上的时间眼盲，或者说从出生就眼盲的话，当他们被治愈的时候，
His eyes worked fine. He could see things.
他的眼睛可以看到东西了，可以看到影像。
But his brain could not properly interpret what he was seeing.
但他的大脑没有办法去反映这些影像。
He could see things, but his brain could not put the picture together properly.
他的大脑没有办法来处理这些看到的影像。
What they realized was that the visual circuits of the brain must be exercised by regular visual stimulus, or they atrophy like a muscle.
So, 这些医生发现我们大脑中的视觉中枢就像我们的肌肉一样，如果没有给它经常的刺激，它就会萎缩。
What happens after being blind for this period of time or being born blind, the visual circuits in the brain have atrophied away.
所以一个五年以上的盲人或者是生来就看不见的人，他的视觉中枢已经萎缩了。
So when his eyes are healed,
当他的眼睛被治愈的时候，
he can see, but he cannot separate in his mind the different things he's seeing.
当他可以看到影像的时候，他的大脑没有办法处理这些影像。
If they see a man walking and there's a grove of trees behind him, he can't separate out the man from the trees.
如果他被治愈之后，他看到有人在一片树林前走路的话，他没有办法分别这个人和树。
He sees men like trees walking.
他看到人像树一样在走路。
This happened in modern times with a patient named Virgil who was working with a doctor named Oliver Sacks.
那这个是在我们二十世纪五十年代之后，有一个叫 Oliver Sacks 的医生，他有一个病人叫 Virgil。当他被治愈的时候，他就是看到了这样的景象。
He had this problem we called post-blind syndrome.
那这就好像是说盲人综合症。
Sacks was working with him outdoors one day.
他医生和病人有一天在室外活动。
He saw men passing by with a grove of trees behind him.
这个 Virgil 看到有一个人呢在一片树丛前面在走路。
And Sacks asked him, "What do you see?" And Virgil said, "I see men like trees walking."
那这个医生问这个病人说：“你看到什么了？”这个病人 Virgil 说：“我看到人像树一样在走路。”
And Sacks thought, "I heard that somewhere before."
这医生说好像这个听起来很耳熟啊。
So now we know that when a man is born blind or blind for 5 years or more, he has two problems, not one.
所以我们现在看到一个长期眼盲的人或者生来就眼盲的人，他有两个需要医治的地方。
He needs two healings, not one.
他需要被医治两次。
His eyes must be fixed and the visual circuits of his brain redeveloped.
他的眼睛要被治愈，他的视觉中枢也要恢复。
And that's exactly what Jesus was doing in Mark 8.
这就是耶稣基督在马可福音中所做的。
First, he fixes the man's eyes.
那第一步呢，他治愈了这个人的眼睛。
And the man can see, but he cannot process what he sees.
现在这个人可以看到影像，但没有办法处理这些影像。
It's blurring together.
他就是很模糊的。
Then Jesus restores the man's visual circuits instantly, and now he sees clearly.
那现在耶稣基督马上就恢复了这个人的视觉中枢，现在他可以看得清清楚楚了。
And here's the really interesting part.
很有趣的一点。
No one knew this would happen.
没有人知道这个事实。
That the visual circuits would atrophy.
那视觉中枢会萎缩。
No one ever guessed it.
没有人甚至猜到这一点。
It was a big surprise when we found out about it in the second half of the 20th century.
那在一九五几年的时候，当医生发现这一点的时候，他们非常的吃惊。
No one knew that a newly healed blind man would see men like trees walking until we had actually seen a blind man healed.
那直到一九五几年，当我们确实可以治愈盲人的时候，我们才意识到这个盲人在他被治愈的过程中可以看到人像树一样走路。
And yet there it is, right in Mark 8, 22 to 26.
但在马可福音八章二十二到二十六节中，我们读到了这样的记载。
So I ask you, how did Mark know that this would happen?
那请大家想一想，马可怎么知道有这样的事情呢？
Almost 2,000 years before we found it out ourselves and we had to heal blind men to do it.
那直到2000年后，我们医治了盲人才发现这一点，但2000年前的马可是如何知道这一点的？
Mark could not possibly have guessed or predicted what our best medical scientists into the 20th century never guessed.
那我们二十世纪最尖端的医学科学家和医生都没有意识到这一点，马可可能猜到这一点吗？
And why would he make up something that makes it look like Jesus didn't quite get it right the first time?
那有没有可能他编造了这样的一个记载？让耶稣基督看起来好像没有办法一次就治好盲人呢。
There's actually only one way Mark could have known this.
只有一种可能性马可知道这个样的事实。
Only one reason he would actually record this in his gospel book.
只有一种可能性他在圣经中记载了这样的一个事实。
And that is what the eyewitnesses actually saw.
这就是当时的目击证人所看到的发生的事实。
They didn't understand it, but they saw it.
他们并不理解发生的事，但是他们看到了。
And there's only one way they could have seen this.
那只有一种可能他们看到了这样的事。
And you can guess what that one way is.
大家可以猜一猜了。
They actually saw a real blind man really being healed.
那他们真真确确地看到了一个真正的盲人被真正的治好了。
And since the medical technology was not there 2,000 years ago to heal him,
那两千年前没有这样的医疗知识或者技术来治愈这样的盲人。
They saw an actual miracle, folks.
他们确确实实看到了一个神迹。
The details of the story in Mark 8 are such that they are proof positive that Jesus did a real miracle.
那马可福音八章中这样。详细的记载确确实实证实了耶稣基督做了一个神迹。
Now, no doubt, Jesus could have performed both healings in one act.
那毋庸置疑的，耶稣可以把这个人一次就治好。
And that's what he usually did.
他基本上每一次神迹都是一次把病人治好。
But this one time, he did it in the two steps.
但这次他做了两步的治疗。
He did each healing separately.
他分别的做了两次治疗。
Because he knew that almost 2,000 years later, we would realize that this is proof positive of Jesus' miracles.
因为他意识到2000年以后，我们现在的所坐在这里的大家会意识到，他真真实实的做了一个神迹。
And then the rest falls into place.
那所有其他的一切都很容易理解了。
If this miracle really happened, there's no more reason to doubt any of the other ones.
如果这个神迹确实发生了，为什么我们要质疑其他的神迹呢？
The Bible can indeed be trusted.
我们可以相信圣经。
Miracles are true.
神迹是真实的。
Both the not very big ones like the virgin birth and the big ones.
包括处女生子这样的或者是更大的神迹。
All of them.
所有的神迹都是真真确确发生的。
So then, it is time to decide where we stand regarding Jesus in the Bible.
所以我们要好好想一想，我们如何看待圣经和耶稣基督。
We can no longer continue to see Jesus just as a good teacher, and the Bible is just a moral guide.
我们没有办法看耶稣基督只是一个好的老师，圣经只是一个在我们道德上的指导。
That is no longer an option.
我们不可能这样想了。
Christmas is not just a quaint story that makes for a fun time.
那圣经圣诞节并不只是一个很好的故事。
Because miracles are real.
因为神迹确确实实是真实的。
Jesus is the Lord who was born of a virgin and who holds the power of eternal life.
那耶稣基督是神，他从处女所生，他也掌握着我们的永生。
Christmas is the account of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us in order to save us.
那圣诞节是关于我们的神道成肉身住在我们中间来救我们的记载。
It is the greatest miracle of all.
这是我们最大的神迹。
And we must believe it. We must put our faith in Jesus alone for salvation to be saved.
我们确确实实要相信耶稣基督才可以得救。
Let that be the greatest Christmas gift you will ever receive.
那希望这是我们大家会接受的最大的一个圣诞礼物。
And now we have another way to prove it to other people, to unbelievers, our friends, our family who do not believe. We have a way to prove it to them so that they may come to believe.
那也希望大家可以把这样的事实，这样的神迹和朋友和不信的人一起分享，他们也可以接受到、领受到一个这样伟大的圣诞节的礼物。
Let that be the greatest Christmas gift they ever receive.
希望这也是所有的人可以接受的一个最好的圣诞节的礼物。
Let us pray.
请大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus called upon us to look at his miracles so that we may believe.
天父啊，你的儿子耶稣基督叫我们来看他所做的神迹，这样我们可以相信他。
That we may know that he is who he said he is.
我们知道他是他所宣称的。
We thank you, Lord, for putting this wonderful account into your word.
我们感谢你可以把这样的记载放在圣经中。
Proving that your son indeed did miracles and proved himself.
来证明你的儿子确实做了神迹，他是神。
May all come to realize this, put their faith in you that they may be saved.
希望更多的人可以接受你，可以得救。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.